Hello, everyone. This is Bill Armstrong, your 2011 NAR Treasurer. Welcome to NAR's monthly podcast on the commercial sector. You may have heard about a new rule called Qualified Commercial Real Estate Loan Exemption Standards, or QCRE for short. QCRE is a rule developed by federal regulatory agencies as part of the Dodd-Frank Financial Reform Law. If implemented, this rule could have devastating effects on the commercial industry. QCRE tries to ensure that lenders have skin in the game by holding them responsible for 5% of any commercial real estate loan that is packaged or pooled into a commercial mortgage-backed security, unless certain criteria are met. Due to its overly restrictive nature, QCRE would needlessly hold back many otherwise solid transactions from taking place. I spoke about QCRE in one of my podcasts this summer, and I'd like to talk about it again because I think it's that significant to our industry. Since the premise of QCRE is requiring lenders to have skin in the game, I decided to do a little research. I found out the term skin in the game was coined by the legendary investor Warren Buffett. As he used it, it refers to a situation in which high-ranking corporate insiders use their own money to buy stock in their companies as a way to build confidence among investors. You may be thinking that if Warren Buffett believes skin in the game is a good idea, it must be, right? While it may make sense for stock investors, when it comes to commercial real estate, instead of inspiring confidence, it could just make a fragile market worse. You see, the only way lenders can get out of putting down 5% is if over 30 criteria are met. That's a lot of unnecessary requirements to meet. Even if there are only two or three requirements to meet, approximately 98% of commercial loans still would not qualify. You can see what this could do to our industry. It could increase borrowing costs and reduce liquidity in the market while lending is already constricted. It could stop otherwise viable commercial real estate transactions right in their tracks. I don't think we can afford that. I hope you agree with me. That's why NAR is in contact with federal regulatory agencies to help them finalize rules that would help, not hurt, the commercial real estate market. We anticipate that we'll see something finalized later this year, and we'll keep you posted on Realtor.org when that happens. That's it for this commercial podcast. Thanks for listening. For more information on the commercial real estate market, policy issues, and tools and resources, go to Realtor.org/commercial. I also invite you to join the conversation at the NAR Commercial blog at blog.commercialsource.com. And check back here on October 27th for my next podcast. And remember, I want you to think of NAR as the resource to keep you informed and help you in your day-to-day business.